Blog Talk Radio. This conference is being recorded. Unmuted. Muted.
Hello. Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome. Welcome to our 6 a.m. mega prayer. Once again, we are so blessed, amen, to be here on the broadcast with you. Amen. Praise God. So I just give honor to God. Amen. Praise God. I thank and praise God for this awesome opportunity. Amen. Praise God to be able to be here on another mega prayer broadcast. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I pray that everyone had a blessed weekend. Amen. Praise God. I pray that God was just blessing you. Amen. Praise God. In the city and in the field. Amen. Glory to God. And we just thank you and welcome you to our broadcast for today. All of our listeners that are going to be joining us from all around the world, welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and just get into our word for today. I want to have time for the word, so I'm going to briefly just give you some information concerning our ministry. For those of you that are listening by the way of internet, if you so desire to call into a live broadcast, amen, praise God, you can do so by calling 641-715-3670. Again, our call-in number to a live teleconference is 641-715-3670. And the access code is 420-123. The access code is 420-123. Amen. Praise God. And listen, please feel free to invite someone to the call today. I mean, this word today is going to be so powerful. I have some information for you, amen, concerning this month that we are in. So I'm telling you, get your prayer partners on this call, pastors, those that are in ministry, my God, your prayer team members, glory to God. Get them on this call today, amen. Those that are in business, amen, glory to God. Prayer warriors, prayer intercessors, amen, praise God. Your friends and family, go ahead, amen, praise God, and get them on this call. There is a word, amen, praise God, that I want to release, amen, praise God, to those, amen, that are kingdom-minded, those, amen, praise God, that God, amen, is getting ready to do a mega shift in their lives, amen, praise God. So I'm going to give you time to do that. Go ahead and text somebody. Go ahead and three-way somebody. I'm telling you, this whole month, you want to bring someone to the line with you. This is our partnership month. Amen. Praise God. So this is partnership month. Don't come to this line by yourself. Amen. Make an attempt. You can't make anybody join the line, but at least make an attempt. God's going to bless you for making the attempt, whether they come on the line or not. But it's a partnership weekend. This whole month is going to be our partnership month, not weekend, but month. This is our partnership month. We want to touch and agree with those that have come together in unity. Amen. Praise God. Those of you, amen, that are part of ministry, amen, partnership with your pastors. Get them on these calls, amen, these Monday calls. I'm going to be ministering some powerful word, amen, concerning spiritual warfare, amen, that is going to bless your ministries, your businesses, the strongholds that have been attacking.
All callers are muted.
Ministry, your family lineage, my God, your friendships, amen, praise God, when this word of God is being spoken every Friday, every Monday that I come to this broadcast to release this word, you're going to see some supernatural miracles. So it's important that you connect with two. Amen. Praise God. You and the other person that you're in unity with, husbands and wives. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I'm going to go ahead and begin to pray because I want to be able to have time here to get enough information. Amen. Praise God. Into your ear gauge today. Amen. Praise God. Concerning, amen, this season, this month that we have entered into. Amen. Praise God. So, again, let me go ahead and give the number for those that are just calling into the broadcast. This is our partnership month. Amen. Praise God. Where we are coming onto this line in twos. Amen. So your prayer partners, your husbands, your wives, your children, amen. Get somebody together with you on this call because there's going to be power in agreement. Amen. This whole month. Amen. You need somebody standing in agreement with this word that I'm getting ready to release every Monday. So every Monday, amen, praise God, until the end of this month, amen, praise God, make a list of people that you're going to be contacting to ask them to be a part of this partnership month that we're having here on the broadcast. Amen, praise God. On Mondays, we're doing partnership, amen, praise God, connection. Amen. Get together with somebody that has a business, amen, and touch and agree with them that their business will prosper. Amen. Those that are trying to start a business, amen, connect with people that have already walking in the anointing of business and get them on this call. Get your sons and your daughters on this call. Get your coworkers on this call. It's important. Amen. This word needs to hit the ears of many people. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So listen, let's begin to set the atmosphere here. Amen. Praise God. The number again before I pray is 641-715-3670. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And the access code is 420-123. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So let's begin to pray, amen, in the spirit and connect all around this world. Amen. Praise God. Reach out and touch somebody in another city. Amen. Praise God. In another region. Amen. Praise God. Another town. Amen. Glory to God. Another country. Reach out and begin to join hands with them by calling out their city. Amen. Praise God in the name of Jesus and calling out their name. Amen. Glory to God. We're connecting in the spirit right now. We're connecting in the spirit. Amen. We're connecting in the spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let us begin to pray. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. And we're specifically going to pray. Amen. Praise God. To break the spirit of pride. My God. We want God to be God on this broadcast today. So we're going to pray against the spirit of pride right now. Right now, as you are joining together with people in different cities right now, and your partners, amen, that you have invited to the line or calling in and dialing in right now. Amen. Praise God. We are touching and agreeing with them in the spirit right now. And so let us begin to pray concerning pride, concerning pride. I want everybody to get that in their spirit. Amen. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, right now, God, we thank you, Lord God, for this time of prayer. Father, we come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we first, God, want to lift you up and honor you for who you are. Thank you for being our Prince of Peace. Thank you for being our wise counselor. Thank you for being our healer. Thank you, Lord God, for loving us. Thank you for the peace that you've given us. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to wake up on this day, God, and to come into this time of prayer. Father, we honor you on today. We magnify you and glorify you for who you are. We thank you right now, God, for this mind that you've given us to pray. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, God, we come, Lord God, first of all, before we ask for anything, we ask you, Lord God, to examine us. Examine each and every one of our hearts, God. Look down deep into our spirit, O God. If there be anything, God, that is hateful and disrespectful, God, anything of jealousy and envy, O God, anything of unrighteousness, God, we ask you, Lord God, to purge us now. Cleanse us now, God, that we may stand before you with a clean heart and a right spirit. God, right now, we are praying concerning pride. Father, we ask, Lord God, that you will come into our hearts and our minds and to our thoughts right now. Father, if there be any pride, God, we rebuke it now, we renounce it now, God, and we ask that you take it out of our minds. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, that you're going to use us for your glory. So we speak against any wicked things, Lord God, that are in our lives, God. We bind them, oh God, to the cross, to your word. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for delivering your people from anything of evil. Father, we come today, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to fill us with the fear of the Lord today, that we may hate evil, that we may hate pride, that we may hate the spirit of arrogance, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, right now we ask you to destroy pride and arrogance, oh God. Father God, put a guard on our mouths right now that we will not speak words that will hurt others, oh God, that we will not walk in arrogance today. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, and we speak Proverbs 11 and 2 over this call today. It says, your word says, when pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. So we ask for wisdom now, God, as we pray, God, that we may be humble before you, O God. Father, grant us your grace today, O God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, O God, keep us from worldly wisdom today, God. We ask, Lord God, for heavenly wisdom on today. Father, we ask you today, O God, to teach us, Lord God, on how to walk away, Father God, from arguments and quarrels, oh God. Father, right now, teach us how to have a heart, God, that loves. Father, take away any spirit of destruction. Take away those haughty spirits, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God, help us to be patient. Help us to wait on you, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for leading us and guiding us, oh God. Father, instruct us, oh God, and give us, Lord God, the way to go, oh God. Father, we ask today, oh God, that you will help us to understand your will. Father, remove us from those things and those people and places that are deceiving us. Father, we ask you right now to break pride. Burn it out of our lives today, God. Take away self-righteousness out of us, God. Deliver us from an evil religious spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, Lord God, if there be any bitterness in us, oh God, that is rooted down in our hearts, God, we ask today that you remove it, oh God, and that you pour down upon us gentleness and peace. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, purify our hearts today, O God. Fill us with your joy today, O God, in the name of Jesus, God. For we come today asking you, Lord God, for revival on this call today. We thank you, Lord God, for being Jehovah God. Father, we thank you today, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God, that you're pouring down upon us gentleness on today. Father, we thank you for the spirit of obedience to obey your word, God. Heal our hearts today, God, that have been wounded from pride. Deliver us from all evil today, God, that we may obey you completely in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, for this grace today. Father, we thank you for the spirit to trust you on today. Help us, God, today to live in harmony with our sisters and brothers. Help us to have compassion for our sisters and our brothers. Father, we come today laying down our lives before you, God, and asking you to use us. Father, and before we end this call today, God, we ask you to remove the spirit of stubbornness. Father, take away any stubborn spirit that is in us today. Father, break it in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now, God, that as we have given ourselves to you, we will walk in the newness of your spirit. And we ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. We do pray. Amen. Amen. And praise God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. There is power in prayer. There is more power when there is unity and agreement in prayer. So I want to thank all of you that have come to the broadcast on today. Truly, God is speaking. Amen. Praise God. And we want to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. Amen. So I know that somebody, amen, praise God, is expecting, amen, to hear from the Lord today. Amen. Praise God. And I'm telling you, God has a word for you today. This whole month is going to be our month of exposing the enemy. And so that's why I'm calling it Partnership Month. Amen. On what we're going to do is you and whoever you have invited to the call, whether they can make it or not, you're going to touch and agree with them and pray with them concerning every evil spirit that we're going to expose here on this broadcast. So we invite you to bring your prayer partners, your husbands and wives, your pastors, your leaders, your prayer group, business people, amen, praise God, people, those of you that are in ministry, FIFO ministry, those of you that are in the body of Christ, so everybody that you can get, amen, get them here, amen. Every Monday I'm going to be ministering and I'm going to be exposing, amen, evil spirits, amen. Praise God, we're going to expose the enemy in this season that he will be destroyed in your life and he will no longer be able to attack you in the way that he's attacking you now. Amen. Praise God. So this is our, for the whole month of October, every year we began to target spiritual warfare topics. So October is here. And October is a very demonic month. Amen. And so we have to begin to prepare and to know how to fight and how to war in the spirit. Amen. God, so we want to begin to look at some scriptures here. That's the first thing that we want to do, begin to look at some scriptures. We're going to go to Psalm 74 and 14. We're going to look at Job 41. And let us just begin to Job 41, you're going to need to read that on your own because that has, we're not going to read that on the broadcast. But what we will do is read a couple of the scriptures from Job 41, and then we'll go over to our next scripture. Amen. Praise God. Which will be Psalm 74 and 14. Amen. Praise God. So I am going to pull up Psalm 74 and 14. Amen. And we're going to do Job also. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Job, the 41st chapter of Job says, "Can you pull in Leviathan with a fish hook, tongue with a rope? Can you put a cord through its nose or pierce its jaw with a hook?" Verse 3, "Will it keep begging you for mercy? Will it speak to you with gentle words? Will it make an agreement with you for you to take it as your slave for life? Can you make a pet of it like a bird or put it on a leash for the young woman in your house? Will traders barter for it? They divide it among the merchants. Can you fill its hide with harpoons or its head with fishing spears?" And it goes on and on and on to ask you several questions about the Leviathan. Now let's go over to Psalm 74 and 14, which is just the one scripture. Amen. Praise God. And I'm going to read it out of a New International Version. And it says, "It was you who crushed the heads of Leviathan and gave it as food to the creatures of the desert." Amen. Praise God. Praise God. A few more scriptures here that we want to read. Isaiah 27:1. Isaiah 27:1 and Psalms 104:25-26. And we need to read these scriptures before we go into our word. Isaiah 27:1. Isaiah 27:1. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 27:1. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we're going to get to those scriptures. Isaiah 27:1. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Isaiah 27:1. Amen. And then we're going to go to Psalms 104. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. As I am getting the scriptures here, amen. Praise God. I want you just to begin to pray, because the enemy does not want this particular spirit, evil spirit, to be exposed. Amen. Praise God. So we are going to trust God today. Amen. Praise God that when his word is spoken, there's going to be a heaviness that's going to be lifted off of you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. So what I'm going to do is grab my Bible, because sometimes these computers get stalled. Amen. Praise God. When you're looking up certain things. So I'm going to grab Isaiah. Amen. Praise God. In my Bible. Amen. Praise God. And then we're going to Isaiah 27. Amen. Praise God. Verse 1. Isaiah 27, verse 1. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. This is our partnership month. Amen. Praise God. You're going to partner with someone. Amen. And pray with them concerning these evil spirits that we are going to be talking about. And you're going to be breaking the connection of what the enemy's trying to do in their life. Isaiah 27:1 says, "On that day, the Lord will use his powerful and deadly sword to punish Leviathan, that wiggling, twisting dragon, and to kill the monster that lives in the sea." My God. Amen. Glory to God. God is really speaking. Amen. Praise God in these scriptures. Amen. Praise God. And the last scripture that we're going to read is going to be Psalms 104. verses 25 and 26. Amen. Praise God. Psalms 104, amen, verses 25 and 26. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. The Lord. Amen. The scripture says, there is the ocean large and wide where countless creatures live, large and small alike. The ships sail on it, and in it plays Leviathan, the sea monster which you made. Amen. Glory to God. This is our month of spiritual warfare. This is our month of partnership. Amen. Praise God. And I'm inviting you every Monday as I am here doing this teaching on exposing the evil spirits that are trying to destroy you. And so today we want to begin talking about the spirit of the Leviathan. We're going to talk about the Leviathan spirit. The Leviathan spirit is a principality. The Bible teaches us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against wickedness in high places, principalities, amen, and so on and so on. Praise God. So today we're going to talk about, amen, praise God, this principality of the spirit of the Leviathan. We have read several scriptures, Job 41, Psalm 74 and 14, Isaiah 27 and 1, and we also read Psalms 104, 25 through 27. Amen. Praise God. I've been really disturbed by this spirit of the Leviathan. As I began to pray, Cain, I began to shut myself up and begin to pray concerning the evil forces that were coming against the body of Christ in the month of October. And so as the Holy Spirit began to reveal to me that the spirit of the Leviathan is going to be trying to attack the people in a worse way. This spirit of the Leviathan comes to bring destruction in relationships. And so that's why I had you to partner, so that you show unity. It's important that you do not allow the enemy, the spirit of Leviathan, to come and break you from the good land and the good soil into. He seeks to destroy church ministries. That's why I needed you to get your pastors on this call, your leaders, your evangelists, your prophets, your apostles, your bishops, your teachers on this call. This spirit is seeking to destroy the church, the leaders. My goodness, this Leviathan spirit, and I'm going to give you information about the Leviathan spirit in a little bit, but I just want to tell you what it comes to do. First of all, it comes to put husbands and wives in division amongst one another. It comes to bring disagreement between husbands and wives. And so that's why husbands and wives, you need to come on this call together. Amen. Praise God. If you can't get your wife on or your husband on, make sure that they get the tape. Amen. Praise God. Because somebody needs to recognize and see that it is an evil force that is causing you to argue all the time, to be disrespectful to one another, to walk out of the relationship, my goodness, to say negative things about your spouse. This spirit comes to break up friendships, fellowships, those of you that are part of ministries and prayer groups, and you have connection with other saints all around the world. Spirit is trying to break up all godly relationships with friends and family. My God, Jesus. So I was crying out before the Lord this morning. And the Lord, God has me on the night watch now. And when I say night watch, he's changed my prayer again. From time to time, he switches me from different times in the day to have my secret times of prayer. But then sometimes he'll put me back on the night watch, which is all night prayer. So I have literally, I rose up, I set my alarm clock at 12 midnight to get up and began to pray for the whole entire night concerning this word. This word is so important that you know about this spirit. Glory to God. So that you won't allow lies to hit your ears. You won't allow gossip to get between you and whoever you're connected to. And so I was really, really praying, amen, this morning for unity. Amen, praise God, and for this spirit of the Leviathan to be broken. Amen. And the reason why I need people from all around the world, because this spirit it wants to bring destruction worldwide. It doesn't want to locally just destroy, but it's a worldwide spirit. It's a principality that moves over this world. There is no place that it will not try to come in and destroy. It's a worldwide principality. Glory to God. And when I was praying, and God kept saying, the spirit of the Leviathan, amen, praise God. And I said, God, why is this spirit so heavy, amen, in the body of Christ? Why is this spirit trying to bring destruction and separation against those that are in the body of Christ, against those that are in ministries? And, strange things are happening. People are the enemy is just speaking into the air, and people are hearing things that people are not saying. He's speaking lies into the atmosphere, and when the wind blows to your ears, you're hearing it different than what's really happening. Amen. Praise God. Husbands and wives are just in disagreement like never before. Amen. Praise God. Our friends and family, my God. Amen. Praise God. So we got to look at what this spirit does, the spirit of the Leviathan. And the reason why this spirit is so strong in this season, because I just mentioned to you that this is partnership month. Now, partnership month, I gave you only half of what this partnership month means. I told you that it means that we're going to come together in unity with others and invite them to the call and just be in partnership with individuals. Amen. Praise God. We're going to be in partnership. We're going to pray. Amen. Concerning this spirit. Amen. Praise God. This Leviathan spirit. Amen. Praise God. Covenant relationship. We're going to be in relationships with our partners, our wives, and our husbands, our friends and family. We're going to work really hard to develop godly, loving, unity relationships with one another. That's part of this partnership month. The other part is, and this is the sole reason why this Leviathan spirit is going to try to attack churches, husbands and wives, and friends and families, is because this is also the season of the timing of covenant strength with God. Your covenant with God is being strengthened. You're getting closer to God in your covenant. God revealed to me that this is the season of covenant. Covenant people are coming together in agreement with God's word and in agreement with the other individuals in the body of Christ. You are not only coming in agreement with God's word, but you're coming in agreement with what the vision is for your ministry. You're coming in agreement with vision for your marriage. You're coming together with agreement for your family and your friends. The things that you could never agree on, like family reunions and trying to get together and have time over this sister's house or that brother's house or just coming together. There has been such disagreement with that. But now, as we are coming together in partnership month, you're going to develop closer relationships, which the spirit of Leviathan does not like. So he's going to try to break that, and then he's going to try to break your covenant connection with God, the agreement of you being obedient to God's word. Amen? Praise God. So, my God, in the name of Jesus, the word covenant, when it began to just, the Holy Spirit just began to reveal to me that this is all about the covenant, I knew that I needed to get on this broadcast and speak to you about this spirit of the Leviathan, because, my God, this is the season of fruitfulness. God spoke to me on the beginning of this month, and he said, this is the month of open heaven. And so now I see clearly why heaven is open. It's because of your covenant with God. And your covenant with God is bringing you into covenant relationship with your ministry, your husbands and wives, your friends and family, your coworkers, your bosses. Amen. Glory to God, my Jesus. So that's why heaven is open. Amen. Because you are in agreement with God's word. And this spirit of Leviathan does not like agreement. Amen. Praise God. So this is the year. Amen. Praise God. That God, amen, praise God, is going to allow you, amen, praise God, to break every ungodly covenant that the spirit of Leviathan is trying to put upon, amen. So I want to say to you, stay in agreement with God, amen, praise God, because this is the season where those that God has connected you to, you're going to receive up your harvest. So if you have broke a connection with someone that you knew that it was good ground, I encourage you to get back in that place quickly and make that covenant relationship and fellowship with those individuals that God has connected you with, and you allow the spirit of the Leviathan to break that thing. Amen. Praise God. It's covenant, amen, with covenant people. That's going to bring the harvest. Amen. Praise God. So God wants us to stand in covenant in this month. Amen. Praise God. And this spirit of Leviathan, amen, praise God, is going to be broken. Amen. Praise God. So let's get a little understanding about this Leviathan spirit. What is this Leviathan spirit? Leviathan means twister. Amen. If you can remember that, that means that he twists and distorts the truth, brings much confusion and chaos. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. You cannot have confusion and chaos in your relationships. Amen. You cannot.